Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, April 12th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 64. That's how many commercial jets Boeing delivered in March. That brings the total first quarter deliveries to 130 jets, which is a little better than the 120 Wall Street had expected. It also outpaced the 95 jets it delivered in the first quarter of 2022. The announcement sent its stock trading roughly 1% higher. China was the last country to reintroduce the MAX into commercial service following two deadly crashes in 2019 and 2020. The company also said it added 107 orders to its backlog in the quarter. Investors have been expecting relatively good news regarding deliveries amid an improving commercial aerospace outlook. That's part of the reason Boeing stock has risen about 12% so far this year, and about 22% over the past 12 months. Wall Street expects Boeing to deliver roughly 575 jets in 2023, up from 480 in 2022, though that's still shy of the 806 jets that Boeing delivered in 2018. Boeing rival Airbus delivered 61 jets in March and 123 units in the first quarter of 2023. Analysts expect Airbus to deliver 725 jets in 2023, up from 661 delivered in 2022. The next number up is $30,000. That's how much the price of Bitcoin rose on Tuesday. It jumped about 6% over the last 24 hours. The rise brought the leading cryptocurrency to its highest point since a crypto crash accelerated last summer. Now Bitcoin bulls seem to be piling into bets on the cryptocurrency. The bulk of positions in the highly liquid and speculative Bitcoin futures market are betting on a further rise in prices. Many bearish futures traders have been wiped out, illustrating the dangers in futures markets. Many Bitcoin futures bets, including shorts that bet on a downward move, are made with borrowed money. If prices swing the wrong way, traders can be forcibly closed out by their brokers in a process called liquidation. More than $150 million in Bitcoin shorts have been liquidated since Monday. That's according to data provider CoinGlass. A major headwind for cryptos last year was the Federal Reserve dramatically raising interest rates to battle decades-high inflation. Higher rates dampened demand for riskier bets like Bitcoin, and Bitcoin prices have bounced back this year amid expectations that the Fed will stop raising rates soon. Investors are now eyeing inflation data due in the coming days to help predict the Fed's next move. A consumer price index update is due Wednesday, and a producer price index update is due Thursday. Our last number is 59%. That's how much shares of WW International soared Tuesday after the weight management and wellness company said the deal to buy the telehealth company Sequence has been completed. The acquisition provides the parent company of Weight Watchers with the ability to prescribe diabetes and weight loss medication. Weight Watchers Chief Executive Officer Seema Sistani said that entering into clinical interventions is a natural next step for the company, quote, given the advancements in chronic weight management medications. D.A. Davidson analyst Linda Bolton-Weiser said Weight Watchers' acquisition of Sequence and the ability to offer scripts for weight loss drug Wegovy is a, quote, game changer. Weiser wrote that over 70% of Weight Watcher members are obese and are possible drug candidates. Weiser reiterated the buy rating she's had on the company's stock for at least the past 3 years and kept her price target at $9. That implies a further 33% gain from current levels. Weight Watcher shares have gained roughly 75% year to date, while the S&P 500 is up 7.3%. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, April 12th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.